Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's Helen Bauer here. I've just listened to the episode you're about to listen to, and I genuinely feel like I need to do the most sincere apology of all time. This was recorded over a year ago, so before anything has happened that we have discussed in the last like season and a half, this episode was recorded, and I don't know what had happened, but clearly from our chat, Rosie and I had been spending about 5 days together, and I have given up on letting her talk, which is awful, and I cannot shut up, and I've clearly had a lot of caffeine, and Rosie has clearly been talking about a woman a lot, which honestly, I cannot figure out which woman that she is fancying during our conversation at this time. I have a theory, but I'm not convinced, and it's an absolute fucking mess. We're just so lucky that we had an amazing guest and that we still have this episode yet to release. So as it's pandemic crazy, I feel like it's the right time to get this out there. So we've got the amazing Rose Robinson on, and she's brilliant. It's just, oh God, it's season one vibes. If anyone was here for season one, it's the exact same vibes, and it's just a real shame because this is the last episode that we have pre-recorded, and then we're just going to be free-falling. We do have a little bonus coming for you, and maybe some more. We're not fully sure yet, but please, for now, enjoy this fucking mess of an episode. And oh yeah, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and give us like lots of ratings and reviews. Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hiya, Mum. I know I haven't touched it for ages. I've actually been very busy. You probably see me on TV on all the shows. Anyway, yeah, I really fancy going to a musical, so I'm free 3 weeks on Tuesday, so if you buy the tickets, buy a train, come and meet me, I can give you 2 hours of my time. Sound good? Great. Love you. Bye.
Deleted.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show. Hello, Helen Allen Bauer.
Hello, Rosie Falula Tallulah. What is your middle name?
Yes.
Lauren, Emily, Judy.
L. It's Spanish.
Lucia?
Luisa.
Yeah. Rosie Luisa.
Yeah.
Jones.
Honest.
I know you've told me that you're half Spanish.
Rich.
I still don't believe it.
I like, am.
You just don't feel like you are.
Oh my God. I get a cracking colour in the sun. A lot like...
Fucking bullshit. I saw you when you came back from a month after Australia. You look anemic.
No, it wasn't hot there.
What, in Australia during their summer?
It was their autumn.
Yeah, but I get a tan here in October.
No. And
and I didn't go outside.
You're not half Spanish, it's just like a thing you make. So, Rosie, no, but we were going to talk about my mum.
Okay. How's your mum, Helen?
She's good, thanks for asking.
Did you see her this week?
You know I fucking did. I just came back from a 2-day retreat with my mother. Retreat. We went to a hotel with a swimming pool and there were bunnies. Like bunnies, like lopping around. It was lopping? Hopping? No, lopping is when you lop something off. Hopping. Yeah. They were like bunnies hopping around and there was a pool. And it was so, so good because there was like an exercise class option, which I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
So my mother got one to do 3 exercise classes in 36 hours. I'm assuming to be like inspirational to me. The inspiration did me work. But she went for like, it's so awful. She would go for her exercise class and I'd be like, I'm going to have a fag outside. Yeah. And then even the people that worked there were just sort of like, you going out for a cigarette again? Are you with your mum's in Pilates? And I was like, yes. But what? We bonded.
Did you?
We shared a twin room.
Did you talk about me?
We did talk about you quite a lot. Because my mum met Rosie like literally just before we went.
Yeah.
Like in person for the first time.
How was
and
it?
So shut up. Welcome to our guest today is Rose Robinson. Hi Rose! Friend of the podcast, friend of Rosie's, friend of mine.
My flatmate.
Yeah, but me and Rose went through Funny Women 2017 together.
I did.
Yeah, but we were like in our semi-final together. You weren't in our semi-final.
True.
No. Don't be wounded.
That whimper.
I want you to spend more time together because I get to spend a lot of time with Rosie now. And it is a delight.
Maybe too much.
Sometimes I do feel like I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
How often, how many man hours are we talking a week? You two together. Oh,
well, have we done that?
For the last month, I'd say about like 10, 15 hours a week.
Whoa,
yeah.
10 a week.
Yeah, it, mainly it's me watching Rosie eat and talk about women.
Beef.
It's Rosie eating beef and then talking about women. And then I just sit there like chain smoking, trying to like calm down because it's just so disgusting.
But I gotta talk about my weekly woman.
Yeah. But like she talks about the weekly woman whilst also like smashing this like taco of beef. And she's like, and then she texts me back. Pulls a bit of cartilage out between her teeth and went, anyway, I said, show me your puss, sweetheart. And then it's just, and I'm just sitting there like, it's, you know, the God's listening. The Lord's always present. This is, oh my God, a Jehovah's Witness came up to us earlier today.
Yeah.
And she tried to give me the Watchtower booklet. And I was like, oh, because I usually say, no, thank you. I've already been saved. But the thing is, like, you can't say that with Rosie there because she clearly hasn't been saved. So I said, no, thank you. I've already been, we're good. And I backed out of it. Because like, she's already a disabled been. Lesbian. She clearly hasn't been saved. She lies with the devil and the devil's a woman in her head. That's wrong.
Homophobe.
That was putting a jab on me. I want everyone to know that.
Right.
So, no, I'm going to do this, Rosie, because you clearly are completely incapable today.
Okay.
Rose.
Hey.
Tell me, do you think of yourself as an attention seeker?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you for your honesty. Yeah. Thank you for your truth.
Yeah.
Well done.
When
thank you for coming.
That will be all.
See ya.
When did these attention seeking qualities begin? Because for us, we started in childhood.
Yeah.
Tell me about your nativity place.
No. Would you know?
No, if you were Mary, I'll punch you in your face.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Far from Mary.
Really?
Actually, I was really hoping to be the angel Gabriel.
Good role. More lines.
Yeah, and a lot more status. However,
there's more status than the Mother of Christ.
Yeah,
the wings. Is it the wings?
Yeah. I was given just bug standard general angel.
No.
I was in with the what do you call it? The hurly burly. I was just in with the masses.
The hurly burly.
Hurly burly. You couldn't see me for toffee.
The scum.
Oh yeah. I was nowhere to be seen, and I was. There's a picture of me looking
seething
at the Angel Gabriel.
Yeah.
My mum told me that, like, basically when my brother was little and he was like 4 or 5, they were casting the nativity play. They just sort of like read out from a piece of paper in assembly, like, you'll be doing this. And he cried because he got given a shepherd, but he wanted to be an angel. And the teacher said, well, the angels, they're all girls. And he cried and he went, actually, the angels are boys. And they are. He's correct.
He's correct.
The
yeah.
angels are boys.
Yeah.
And he knew
Gabriel.
That.
Boy.
They're all boys. And he was devastated that he was a shepherd. How fucking... Shout out to Ted Bauer for being so right on at such a young age.
Good name, Ted Bauer.
Ted Bauer. I know, isn't it cute?
My brother thought my name was Harm. Because my parents always used to say, let's put that out of harm's way.
When did he realise? Please tell me, like, 16.
Yeah.
And he's like, why is everyone calling you Rose? She's not got a flower in her hand. Fuck off. Yeah. I love when people have late realisations on things. I remember in year 11 being in an English class, and I remember James Woods discovering that the word poo wasn't spelled with an H on the end. Like, he thought it was P-O-O-H for everything. And then that realisation just dawning on him, and him being like, fuck. Like, how did I not? And we were like, how do you get to that point and not know that?
I had an off at uni. That was the first time I discovered that if you watch, I can't even say it. If you watch the BBC, there aren't adverts.
That's the first time you realised
at uni. Yeah. So age about 22.
What?
That's really late for something that's really well
really
known.
Yeah.
Like, what university was this?
That's why you pay your
this?
TV licence.
What uni was this?
Oh, Exeter.
That's a good uni as well. You'd have thought to get into Exeter.
Sorry, Jack's really shaking his head.
Yeah,
I'm
but like,
really
you,
sorry.
Like, you have to get good grades to get in there. You can't just walk into that one.
Thick.
What did you study at Exeter, can I guess? Performing arts.
Basically,
drama.
Yes. Yes! Correct. Yeah, you don't.
So wait, do you know Laura Payton?
Oh, I don't think I know.
Oh, my
Laura
friend
studied
drama at Exeter, but maybe.
Well, I'm an older lady.
Shout out to Laura Payton, wonderful actress, member of the Anne Bauer School of Drama as well.
I've heard about this. I wish I was a member.
Yeah, I think I might go to an help.
But the Anne Bauer School of Drama's closed.
What?
I know. I'm really sorry.
No way.
It's closed down.
What?
She's going on spiritual walks now instead.
Oh well, that's.
But she still works as a drama adjudicator.
What is that? Where you go to the exams and you say you help
no,
decide the mark?
No, she doesn't do exams. She does like festivals, like speech and drama festivals, which I used to do when I was. Did you ever go through this world?
No, I don't know how I didn't. In a way, because it sounds like my absolute dream.
Yeah,
love,
dude, it's
love
like.
All
do you
that.
Have you seen Dance Mums?
Yes.
It's Dance Mums in England with poetry. It's fucking amazing. But my mum was Abby Lee Miller. So she, not that she was Abby Lee Miller and a teacher, but like I was the teacher's daughter as well as being one of the readers.
Oh,
it was a big thing.
I bet you always had very good hair. Hair with a ribbon in?
No, we didn't have that. It wasn't so, it was more like speak louder and more clearly. Mm. And like the character was slower down.
Oh,
and I'd
incredible.
Learn the poem off by heart and then perform it. And then cry if I didn't win.
Oh.
Just like Maddie Ziegler. I was a perfectionist.
Did you ever do any poems?
No.
I would have whipped her ass in the circuit.
Yeah,
are you kidding? I would have whipped her.
They never let me perform at school.
What?
I remember A-level English. We were doing 12th night.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Shakespeare.
William.
Great guy.
I like doing shout out.
Shout out. And my English.
Shout out the Lord above. We know you're watching and listening at all times.
I'm very sorry. And my English teacher, she was awful. And she said, does anyone want to read out this passage? No one put their hand up. So I was like, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
And she went, no, not you, Rosie. You will take too long.
Fuck off.
Oh my God.
And
that's
she,
disgusting.
What a nasty
she
bastard.
Was always like, oh, just, yeah, don't do that, Rosie. One time she what? She
had, what's wrong with her?
She had photocopied a load of like worksheets she had to write on, and she hadn't done enough.
Yeah.
So she took my worksheet off me and went, "You can't write, so you can sit this one out."
Oh my God.
And that was like, I still need the questions to type them up.
What's her name? I need to hear it, because I've got like an idea of a teacher's name in my
you
head.
You need to beep it, but Mrs. Bleep.
Yep, great evil teacher's
absolutely.
Name.
Bleep.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
It's like Trunchbull, you know?
Nasty bastard.
Yeah. And actually, she was my other English teacher, so I went to my other one and went, "I can't deal with it.
Good
will
for you.
You teach me?"
Yes. And they moved class?
Well, we had one-on-one lessons.
Fucking amazing. What was the nice one called?
Mr. Hirsch.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Mr. The name Hirsch. Reflects it. Mr. Hirsch. Hey, bless him. Well, talking about nasty bastards, Rosie, you've once again done the podcast about you.
Me.
And that's so lovely that you asked the question, but between me and Rosie so far, all we've done is talk about ourselves. So we're going to shut our whore mouths.
I've got a good question.
Okay, this will be good.
Because I want you to tell my favourite anecdote about were you a sassy baby?
Sassy baby?
Oh, yes.
You were a sassy baby?
Yeah. Well, so I think I must have been... How old's a baby when they can just talk? Like two?
Two.
Yeah. So I was crying in my cot one night. And my parents came in.
Why am I nervous? I feel like there's going to be like a dead body in your cot with you. No. Okay. Yeah.
They were... I was just... crying, standing at the railings, crying. And they came in and went, "Oh, Rose, what's wrong?" And I went, "This poor baby needs some medicine."
Oh, my God! That's fucking terrifying!
Yeah.
"Sorry, Mother Father, this poor baby needs some medicine. Open up the cow poll. 6+.
The pink one, Gretzky.
What is it with kids talking that's so fucked up?
Yeah. Do you know
rich,
my...
poor
who was it? Ed Gamble or Ivo Graham?
Ed.
Yeah, who like was shit themselves in their nappy and went, "Excuse me, Mother, it appears I've shit myself." Like, appears? Oh my God, I hate it. Did your parents bring the medicine?
Terrifying. Cart? Probably brought in an exorcist. I would have thought absolutely horrific.
Just made full eye contact with them while saying it as well.
Dead eyed.
So I mean, that's not attention seeking. It's just creepy. Like, I'm assuming you didn't have to ever seek attention because you must have just got it. People were on such high alert.
Oh, harms him. Have great parents.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Tommy and Joey.
Yeah.
Tommy and Joey, great names.
10 out of 10.
Great parent names.
Yeah, they're really good.
I'm into that. Do they have a shared email address?
Yes, they do.
You can tell.
Joe@joeandtom.com, I think it is.
No, my heart.
Yeah.
Shout out to parents of the same parent. No, I can't really stop with the shout out. Shout out to parents of the same email address. You can do what you're doing, kids. Love yourselves. Love your kids. No, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's
and were
really
they like
good.
Encouraging of you like being in the performing arts and like drama and everything?
Yeah, they were, which I always found when you hear about, because I can see why you wouldn't be, because horrible life.
Well,
what a horrible life you're going to have. But no, I'm making that pretty bleak.
But you know,
you're going to have a pretty, you're going to have some really hard bits.
Yeah.
But they were never, they were always up for it.
Nice.
Yeah, always very pro.
It does make such a difference. Like my parents don't mind at all. They're like absolutely fine with it. Like, do what you want, follow your heart. It's like naturally just like very chill. Like, but I understand when people talk about their parents who don't support it, because it's like their parents are worried about them.
Yeah.
Because like, there's no financial security with it. They're like, how will this work out? And then the thing is, you can't answer those questions.
Yeah. No. And it's never, it's never, things are never 5 out of 10. Your life is always a bit of a 10 or a 1. Mm-hmm. It seems to me anyway, kind of just...
I've hit an 8 once or twice.
You could, yeah.
I've hit 8.
Absolutely, you can have it. But it's never going to be bland. No. Bland and normal.
No. So I get it, but it's nice to have supportive parents. And that probably meant that you thought that you were like an amazing drama queen from a very... Wait, where did you grow up?
A little village called Stapleford, which is just near Cambridge.
Nice! Yeah,
very thriving Amdram.
About to say, Stapleford sounds like an Amdram society. Yeah. Was it a Stapleford panto and a show in summer, or...?
This was Stapleford Umbrella Drama Society. Suds. Right. Shout out to Suds.
Yeah. Keep doing the shout outs. I'm not such a loser. Please do another shout out.
Shout out to Jean Green. Carol
Jean Green.
Oh, fantastic women. I was really lucky to hit this golden era of, there was just loads of kids in the village, golden era of Suds. It was booming, doing all the festivals. Oh, we loved
it. What festivals?
I mean, the kind of Sawston Drama Festival, which would be like the next door village.
Oh,
basically.
My God.
Just local, felt huge, felt absolute. Felt...
And you performed like extracts from plays?
I think we performed the whole play. And I think it, I mean, the plays were such. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Lord.
And what plays?
We had, there was a local.
Shakespeare, I want to go hug your parents, be like, God bless you.
Yeah, okay, Shakespeare.
Yeah, we did.
Which one did you do? Oh, God, was it one of the, like, the history ones?
It was, we did The Tempest.
Great choice.
Oh, I love that one.
Sections from.
Okay, better.
Oh, yeah,
better.
Half hour version. Half
good,
hour
good.
Version.
This
Highlights.
Is the thing. Like when Amdram societies do a whole show and they pick like Waiting for Godot, it's like, you're not good enough. Yeah. Well, come on your level.
Coriolanus.
I was an usher.
A lovely eightborn. And let's all move on with our days.
Oh my God, eightborn.
Do a wild. Do a lovely importance of being earnest. Oh, it's such a classic.
Please. Yeah. Right? Not Shakes. Not Speaking Shakes. Of Waiting for Godot. I was an usher for quite a while at the Haymarket Theatre where Waiting for Godot was on.
Wait, was that with Ian McKellen and Patrick? I saw that when I was at school.
I probably gave you an ice cream.
Thank you so much.
And we did a really naughty little thing with the ice creams. Me and my friend Alistair.
Oh no, you put your feces in the ice cream, swirled it around. It isn't so, but it's actually chocolate chip.
Well, yeah. We just used to see what could you say without the audience member realising that you were saying it. So you know how you buy an ice cream and you're like, and you just peel back the lid and the spoon's under there. So we used to go, and you just peel back the foreskin, spoon's under there. Thank you very much.
Yes!
No eyelids battered.
Because they're not expecting it.
No.
It's the element of surprise. A very important element in comedy.
Yeah.
As well as in life.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you were in Amdram Productions. Were you also in school plays?
Yes. I was right. The earliest one that on record of the on Robinson record is I actually
no fact, that's not a thing. We're not having Robinson record.
Robinson record.
That's gross.
Yeah, take that back. I absolutely take that back. Retract it. But you're not going to like this, Jones.
Why?
Because it's I played Daddy Bear.
No. In Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we've got a contender for the new daddy.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not even the biggest daddy in my house.
That's the daddy bear is like such a pivotal role as well.
God. Yeah. Should you grab it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. That is apparently where it all kicked off, according to Joey
How
and Tommy.
How old were you?
Three. Oh, so this is preschool, actually. Yeah.
You were playing Daddy Bear at three. Do you have a really, like, natural stage presence? No, that's an important question. Yeah. Like, I would personally cast a year six and get them to come in and do the preschool play, because I feel like a three-year-old couldn't bring the gravitas in the weight.
Yeah. I was a really big baby. So I don't know.
But you're not tall, tall now. Why are we saying you're a tall child?
I am tall.
You're 5'7".
I think that's tall.
Well, then what am I, a freak? This is the thing with five. Don't nod at that, Jack. When women who are like 5'7" go like, oh, I'm tall. I'm like, then what am I?
You're a lovely height, I think.
Yeah. I can't fit my legs under the table. Do you see this? I have to sit like this.
Oh, my bet your friends are tall. You, Rose.
There you go.
She's a midget. And she can barely scratch my foot. Like, are you serious?
My bet chimpanzee 5'11".
Charlotte? Yeah. I like Charlotte.
Shout out.
Seriously, meet the women in my family. Charlotte. We'll make you feel like an absolute dwarf. We'll do it. Get all of us lined up together. Kay, Anne, me,
How
Sophie, Penny.
No.
Oh. Anne, she was 5'11". She is shrinking a bit.
Good height.
She will not like me saying that, but she 100% is. Right? Still got great tits, though. It's a Bauer thing.
Not as big as mine.
I'll fucking maim you. Mm. Can you give me keys to your house? Because I know her door is the first one on the left, is it?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So great. I'll just come in one day, Rose without a necklace, laptop open.
And our friend Laura works for Bravissimo, so we'll get her around on the same day and she'll do an official bra fitting.
I would like to actually meet her. That would be great.
Yeah.
Why does she work?
Well, in fact, she did work at... I don't know if she's still working there, but she was Bravissimo Brighton. Brighton Bravissimo.
Oh, great.
I'll go there.
Well,
I
was thinking of going up.
Down.
Sorry, Mum. Don't know any geography.
That's awful. Is your mum proud of you in general, though? Not just
she
about
is,
mistake?
But she is, but she really thinks, you know, she's aware of the geography situation. Whenever my girlfriend goes away for work, like she's going to Kyrgyzstan soon, and my mum went,
where?
Darling, you must look at that on a map to find out where she's...
Turkmenistan?
Kyrgyzstan.
Kazakhstan? Isn't Turkmenistan, Tajikistan.
Uzbekistan.
It's a real place. Uzbekistan. That's the first time I've ever heard that in a Yorkshire accent before in my life. Uzbekistan. We go Benidorm in summer, Uzbekistan winter. That's how we do it, so we always will.
We don't do geography.
You ever been Mongolia?
Math,
no.
I do maths.
In our flat, we don't do maths.
Wait, who does the bills?
We tried to do maths one time on the train.
The calculator said the answer to whatever maths we were doing.
Wait. So you're on the train.
Yeah.
You're like, let's do maths. Like, when... do you mean like you were doing a Sudoku?
I can't remember what we were doing.
How bad is the conversation that you went, fuck it, let's do maths.
Let's get the calc out. We got it out. We did the sum, and it was something, the answer was something like 10.476E. There was an E
what
on the screen.
What does that mean?
What, well, number one, are you carrying around like a Casio calculator with you? Or is this just on your phone?
It was on a phone.
Okay, what does the E mean?
E.
E is exponential.
Pi is 3.14. Yeah. Say a math fact really quickly so it's smart.
X squared. Yes.
Say a math fact. X squared.
Say Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Lovely place to go for a summer.
I used to think that the biggest number in the world was 72.1.
72-1.
Yeah.
That's not a number.
Well.
721.
Just 72-1. You can't get bigger.
Please tell me you didn't sell this at 22 as well. This wasn't like when you turned 22, all of a sudden these realisations just hit you and you were like, fuck, the world is mental.
Yeah.
Feel like we had a lot of people on this podcast who were in a lot of plays, but every now and again it comes up, and something that I've suffered with is, did your parents always come and watch you? Was your dad ever absent?
They always came to watch, yeah.
Did he say well done after every single one and say he was proud of you?
Yeah, very kind.
Do you think that's worked out really well for you in the long run, or do you think you believe in yourself too much now?
Ooh.
Sorry, I just went for real talk really hard there. That was good, wasn't it?
She got deep.
No, I like it, though.
I would say that helps you to stick at it, definitely.
Yeah.
Because I suppose you've got to have a certain bit of confidence to do it, because get endless rejections.
You have to have like a perfect, I think for comedians, a perfect combination of like an ego, thinking people do want to hear what you want to say, but you also have to hate yourself enough that you're funny. Because when the ego's there and they like come off every gig being like, fucking crushed it. And it's like, no, fucking I'll give you one of mine. Like take the, like what is wrong with you? Self-punish a bit.
Oh my. Have you ever, either of you ever cried on stage? Mid-performance?
No, actually, which is very bizarre, but
I nearly did.
Was it because of just the state you were in, or was it something you said, or was it just how it was going?
I think I told you before, Richard, only time I properly died. I was sharing an hour.
Only time. Fucking do you know what I mean? Like, just say one time I properly died.
No.
But we've all got one, which was so thorough.
Yeah. And I was following lots of boys guys.
It's a great double bill.
Well, yeah, but you can never double party.
I personally wouldn't go watch it. Hi, Lee, if you're listening. I love Lee. Shout out to Lee.
Do not DP. Like, never DP. So he did half an hour and he was brilliant. But the audience were very much like, great. Now, can we move on?
And then you came out and they were like, fuck it! Is she doing an impression? That's a joke, right?
Honestly, when I was like, I'm disabled, they were like, for fuck's sake. And I was meant to do half an hour.
Oh, that's too much after you've already had one, isn't it?
A minute in someone answered their phone.
No.
And George was like, yeah, I'm in a comedy gig. No, not really.
Oh, you're joking.
They could have asked, are you hungry? Do you want to get food afterwards? It might not have been, is there any yeah, no. Okay.
So, did you get, like, attention in classes? Were you a good little lady?
I was reasonably good, except for chatting to my neighbour. My friend Witchy and my friend Joe.
Witchy.
Yeah, shout out to Witchy.
Is Witchy a witch?
Yeah.
She got the name from a sleepover age 13. And there was nothing really to it other than her hair was kind of like a witch's. And naturally it stuck.
I forgot what her actual name was.
Me too.
We still don't know to this day.
Witchy Courtney, that's all we know. Yeah.
Courtney's
surname.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
First name in my book, that's crazy. Absolutely mad. But you would chat to her. And
yeah, so we'd be chatting, either me and Witchy or me and Joe, and then we get sometimes sent out just for chatting.
But that's all right, though, isn't it? So you didn't feel the need to, like, fight for it. Do you think you got, like, enough sort of, like, of an outlet for your stuff, like, doing the dramatic arts and the Am Jam Society?
There was a we went on one school trip, which I can't...
Just one? Well, oh, no, yeah, yeah.
Well, on one, yeah, we didn't go on loads, but there was one particular one, went to France. Where, did you ever do like an activity trip in France?
Yeah.
Bit of canoeing.
I didn't. I wasn't allowed to go on the school trip in year six.
Aww.
Have I told this on the podcast already? Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Rose is just like, yeah, we know about it. Yeah, but congratulations, went to an activity weekend.
Yeah, went to the activity week. And I think it was on the last night they said, does anyone want to do a little bit on the stage?
Fun! Yes!
Yeah. So one girl sang I Will Survive. You know, people were doing this kind of stuff. And I said to my friend Joe, should we do some kind of comedy? I don't know, some comedy thing. Had nothing planned, and he was like,
but
yeah,
straight
yeah.
in with comedy.
Well, yeah,
amazing.
And then,
how old were you?
4.
13.
A year after the Big Bear Off.
Yeah, nothing can top God, Daddy Bear. But and when it came to it, he said, actually, I don't fancy it. So I thought, well, I'll still go up.
No, you didn't. Like a Joyce Grenfell solo dramatic monologue.
And I'm kind of horrified that I did that, because I basically went up and kind of did.
I can't look at you right
I know.
Now.
I honestly some sort of like character comedy stand up thing.
Oh God! All oh, right. Mine, yeah. A misjudged accent.
No, but misjudged. That's amazing, because that's what you do now.
Well, it kind of is.
Yeah, she's progressed a bit. Like
that. All I remember is some sort of like doing a kind of fake Crime Watch reconstruction.
Actually, you do some like that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. I just kept that routine.
So
34 now, so what are we doing?
When you've crushed the first set, you might as well stick with what it works. Yeah. Yeah. Same break.
It worked in France. Yeah.
So good. And was it like a competition?
No, it was just entertain the gang.
It's the thing, you should always make kids compete. It's better for them. Really, it sorts them out. Do you know what I mean? Yes. There's too many people applying to do drama at universities that don't have the skills. Just because you're the best in your village doesn't mean you're going to be the best in London.
Oh,
right?
Suds.
Would you say you're the best, you were the best, young performer in Suds? Would you say you're the success story?
Do you know what? I think my brother was,
that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said in this room.
He was very,
seriously.
He didn't do all the plays, but when he did them, smashed them. We did the Railway Children.
Oh. Classic Amdram. That is such classic Amdram. Yeah. Give me a roll.
Phyllis.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Why am I so good at this?
Yeah. Yeah. And it felt really huge and professional because adults were in it. That's what I was like. Oh my God. A woman is playing my mum, not a kid, and a man is playing my dad. Yeah. And we had a real biscuit to eat. Like a biscuit on stage at the table.
Couldn't
swallow.
Was it in the village hall still though?
Oh God! Oh, school hall. Yeah.
Did you say daddy, my daddy?
I think that rings a bell. Is that dad?
Her?
It sounds. Or is it? Or is that Robert? Is that Bobby? I can't remember.
Railway Children's the one where the mum gets like influenza randomly, isn't it? There's like, they're just doing one whole storyline, which is one storyline everyone's following, and all of a sudden it's like, the mum's got influenza! And it's like, what's happening?
And is it, and I've completely...
They stop a railway. The dad's in prison.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what it is.
And there's an old gentleman, isn't there?
Who's like, the train station or the postman or the milkman or something.
Possibly pervy, we don't know. But the old gentleman calls round.
I don't have issues with my dad. Like, they come and see my plays. I love my family. My brother's a great actor. Probably a pervert. There's something rotten inside of you and we haven't managed to break you yet.
Good night, Mr. Tom.
That's not perverted. Are you serious? Oh, that's genuinely upsetting to me. That's a little boy whose mum is mentally ill, who was being bombed in World War II in London. So it's an evacuee child, goes to the countryside, and a grumpy old man is like, I don't want any kids. And he takes them in, and then they fall in love. And then he takes them back when he has to go back to his mum, and she abuses him.
Warning, signs.
That sounds terrifying. Good night, Mr. Tom. I know the name of it.
Never know it.
No, I'm badly read.
I think I record it off the TV. Oh no, I'm going to read it. If I can watch it as a film. The fuck? I haven't read The Railroad Children. It's a movie.
Is it? No, we're two movies and a TV series.
Stop. Fucking hell, Rosie, that's tragic. You should not know that much about it.
Do you want to come with us?
Yes, I never get invited on the daddy excursions.
Helen never comes, but today.
Oh my god.
I want to. So I'm daddy, yeah. Mm. Now tell you what I'll do.
Am I just Helen in this?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wonder if I got a role.
Am I Daddy Bear in it?
No.
She's really bitchy when it comes to this.
Don't.
Can I be naked?
If I mention it again, I'll be even more naked.
What? Necklace off as well?
I'll take my necklace.
Whoa.
So, as Daddy, me, Rose, not Daddy Bear, and Helen are all packing our little suitcases and we're going on a plane.
Fun? No way.
To Oshibekis. We're gonna sit in a hotel room.
Can Jackie come as well? Because I think he'd like to.
No, because Jackie's been on one today. He shouted at me like 4 times.
He's sassy.
There has been a bit of shade today, Jackie, and we'll be talking about it afterwards.
Maybe you can come for the final day, because we are going for 3 weeks.
Oh, 3-weeker.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I want to go for...
You're coming.
I don't know if I want to go for a 3-weeker.
What kind of stuff... What are we doing over there?
I don't think I'm going to like it. That must sound like murder. Murder!
We're going to do nothing but maths.
Maths! We're going to try and get that E back.
Why would I want to come then? If we're just going to do like arithmetic.
And we're going to watch a good night, Mr. Yes,
I'll come.
Okay,
I'll
great.
Come.
Yes.
And then we're all going to have a lovely 3 weeks.
I just don't think I was going to fill 3 weeks.
It will.
3 weeks.
Do we do like a test at the end of it? Like, can I would love to have a GCSE maths again. I think I got a B actually. I think I did all right in maths.
Very I got good. An A. How?
Gosh,
how did you do a maths rise?
I got a B.
Similar levels.
Yeah.
Just thank you, Daddy, for your trip, first of all.
Oh, Daddy, thank you for your trip.
Yeah, very, very well.
And thank you, Daddy, for taking me along this time, even though I would have preferred a couple of the other ones.
This is the first time you've ever come on the trip?
No, I've been on a couple, but I wanted to bully my way onto them. Mm. And I feel like I don't get invited on the really exciting ones.
Yeah.
Like, I just get like, it's Batting Sound for 3 weeks.
Did you come to Disneyland?
I think I wanted to, and I think you said I couldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though I am still just spending, like, literally this weekend. Like, every time my mother went to an exercise class, I chain smoked and watched Disney vlogs.
Great.
The best thing of all time.
Vlog.
Oh my god, there's American families who film themselves going to Disneyland every single day and they wear like matching outfits and they know all the characters and all the cast members and they go on all the rides and they know all the cheats. It's the best thing of all time. Watch it, it's going to change your fucking life.
Oh my god.
I'll send you a couple of links. Adam Hatton, shout out to Adam Hatton, one of my favourite Disney vloggers of all time.
Right.
Just subscribe to you this weekend. New discovery, my love, but seriously, fucking loving you.
One final shout out to all you lovely listeners.
And all your lovely daddies.
Oh, yeah.
From Daddy and me.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Daddy.
Give us a social media link, please. No, just like, I could be stepdaddy or something.
Stepdaddy. Yeah.
What are you on?
I am Twitter at ThatGirlRose. Find me.
Rose.
Find it, ThatGirlRose. Join our community of women. You'll have attention.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Hold up. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.